Okay, so it's 2 o'clock, and we are reconvening on the item 16. But before doing that, I think it would be appropriate to have two speaker cards for public comments, because you know that way, if we had anyone who had to leave early, this will help their schedule. So the first speaker card for items which are not on the agenda will be Claire. And I see you put affiliation self.
Yes.
So that's pretty interesting.
I know, this will be a, or, well, maybe second, but my name is Claire Wyman, and I'm only speaking, representing myself and my personal views and not necessarily those of my employer. I wanted to speak in terms of the spirit of participation and engagement. This is closely related to item number 25. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend, but it does have broader context. You know, as you know, we're all, none of us live in a vacuum, and we've all got multiple integration of multiple priorities and demands for our time, and nothing has amplified that like being a new mom, and so that was, that's where I'm coming from in part, and offering these comments in hopes that we can be a little bit more family-friendly and engaging diverse members of the public, and I'm very fortunate to have a lot of privileges personally and professionally, and you know, partly hope to offer these comments in a way to speak for those who maybe don't have those resources. Some of the specific things that I would encourage the board to consider is introducing telecasting with the meetings. Sometimes if you want to catch up on the meeting, it's sometimes many months before you can even hear the audio. I think that would be helpful, especially if there's an opportunity for remote testimony. I know both here in Santa Barbara County, both the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisor rooms have those capabilities, and so while it might not be feasible to travel all the way to Watsonville, perhaps you could offer remote testimony from San Luis or in San Luis, or if there's other locations. And again, I know I happen to have young kids at home, but I'm not the only one who does. And I, and whether that's, you know, families or elder care or business demands, again, these are all things that compete. Other things that would be helpful would maybe be set break times and lunch. I think we all make better decisions when we're well fed, and you know, hashtag mom life. Again, I can be more specific if that would be helpful, but I think having a set idea of when you're going to be taking those breaks and lunches would be helpful in planning with those responsibilities. And I think the having the not to start before for the public comment has been really, or for the items not on the public or on the agenda, but some of the other organizations will do that for agenda items. So, for example, if you know for sure that something isn't going to be before lunch, if that can just be noticed on the agenda, that can be really helpful for time savings. Love that there's the 5 p.m. end time now. I mean, I remember back in the day when it was past my bedtime, and especially more so now, the 9 a.m. start time.
Past my bedtime, too.
Yes, and the 9 a.m. start time is helpful, especially if there is travel involved. And I'd say one other thing, you know, obviously I'm biased. San Luis is the perfect location for me. The other thing to consider is there a meeting venue in Salinas that, you know, for me, that adds an extra hour to go to Watsonville versus Salinas. So I don't know if there are venues that would save an hour of drive time. And the other thing, too, is I would ask the board to think about whether having meetings in Santa Barbara is helpful for stakeholders, especially if you have, you know, some of our colleagues coming from Watsonville. It's not, I know it's close for some of the board members, but unless there's a specific item related to the stakeholders in Santa Barbara, perhaps San Luis would be a more central location. And so, again, just in spirit of encouraging participation and engagement, you know, I really would encourage consideration of remote testimony. It's easier for, you know, my members to, you know, drive to SLO and either listen or make comments instead of, you know, just having 6 hours just of drive time, not to mention other things. So, again, thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Claire. And actually, you know, at the state level, we're looking at leveraging more technology. And when we have had our chair's calls, you know, we reflected that, you know, California is home of, you know, the electronics age, the, you know, the inventions of various types of electronic social media communication. And yet, You know, we use often the old pulp and paper trail and, you know, the telephone conference calls. So we're actually encouraging at the state board level to provide us resources for teleconferencing. And, you know, as another point, often, you know, our staff has meeting where they have to go to Sacramento. And it certainly would be a lot easier to do it from San Luis Obispo without, and putting a face to a voice. Now, of course, we can use the phone, but it doesn't replace the, you know, visual expressions, etc., and being able to also look at information on the screen. So, point well taken for that. So, John?
I was going to add to Claire's point that a lot of the issues are actually mitigated by her first point, and that being the ability to do remote testimony and webcast meetings. And that's an issue that I've been pushing collectively. The executive officers get together regularly with state board, and that's an issue I've been trying to emphasize, given that there's about four regions in the state that are long and skinny, making participation challenging. And so I also got chorus of support from the executive officers of the long regions. There's an abundance of them to try to push harder into this. The Central Valley region, I think, does have webcasts and other technological capabilities, but the, let's call them smaller population, long regions don't. And that's something we're trying to push towards.
So thank you, Claire, for your suggestions. And our second and last speaker card is from Abby. 3 minutes. Tammy?
No, you didn't do it before.
Good afternoon. My name is Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association based in Salinas, California. So I just wanted to mostly give you a few updates on a few things that we've been doing that are related to water. First, I know you all are probably following SB 623, and it is kind of get stuck in the Rules Committee, so it'll be looked at again next year. But I just wanted you to know that that was a pretty important collaboration that occurred statewide between the environmental justice communities and agriculture as the two prime leaders. A lot of us in agriculture were really happy to see it. Our organization personally supported it. And I just wanted to know, you know, we are really supportive of looking at solutions. It's very important to our members to find solutions to drinking water concerns. And we're very much hoping that that's going to be a long-term solution that will go forward next year. Additionally, I wanted to share with you something I haven't talked about but should have probably previously related to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. I just wanted to share that in Salinas Valley, we worked very hard over the course of about 12 to 18 months, with the County of Monterey, as well as the City of Salinas and other Valley cities. And we did form a new agency to address SGMA in time of the June 30th deadline. And I think it's pretty exceptional what we did. We have seats for agriculture. We have seats for environment, a seat for environment. We have a seat for small connections or environmental justice. We have county seats, city seats, public seat. And we have an 11-member board now that's really made up of a very diverse set of stakeholders. Stakeholders who aren't within the act itself specifically given seats. And I think what we achieved in the Salinas Valley was pretty unique. And I'm very happy, and I know others would be very happy to come and give you a broader update of that at future meetings. Additionally, on the Salinas River Project, just so that you know, again, another project that came from a lot of collaboration of stakeholders. So far, we have the permit from you, our 401 permit. Thank you so much. The regional board, I think, has been very responsive with Monterey County Water Resources, and we just, I, as a stakeholder group, we really appreciate that responsiveness. We also received the Army Corps permit, and we are now about a third of the way through in the approvals from California Fish and Wildlife. So we are waiting. Our period to work did start September 1, so we are a little behind, just waiting for those approvals from Fish and Wildlife. But I think that, you know, we have through November 15th, and we're really hoping. We have a lot of people interested in working in the river this year, and as you know, they're funding that themselves. This is a really important project to our valley, and it is continuing to move forward. I guess overarching, my comments really to you today are about some really good things that are happening in the Salinas Valley around water. A lot of it came from collaboration. I was lucky to come to you from, I was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and I got to hear Bob Woodward speak, and my husband joked, he's like, you think you're going to see a 30-year-old version of a movie star up there, because, you know, because I love All the President's Men, but that's an aside. Bob Woodward spoke a lot about anything happening in Washington that really is successful always comes from collaboration among partners who want a mutual goal. Also, Sanford Bishop spoke to us. He's a congressman out of Georgia on the Ag Committee, and he talked about No Labels, which is a group that's been working together, a bipartisan group, about kind of cutting through the partisanship and just getting things done. Anyone can join No Labels. I think it's pretty neat. I think that that's some of what we're doing in the Salinas Valley. And as we continue talking about these broader issues, we really do want to work collaboratively on common goals. And I just want to leave that with you today. Thank you.
Thank you, Abby. At this time, oh, that's a new style. Yeah. I have a speaker slip for Hillary. 30 seconds? No, 3 minutes.
I'll say it real quick. Chair Wolf, members of this wonderful committee, I just found out, coming in here today to say hello to everybody, that the Goleta waiver is gone officially today, and that is just something I want to scream and shout about, and that was a long, long road that we went through, and to hear that is just makes me so happy. And Jeff Young, I'm sure it makes you very happy, because we started on that project together 20 years ago. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say. This is a banner day.
Thank you, Hillary, and it's always disappointing to see this lack of enthusiasm in your part and the low energy level that you always display.